This is The Brief on the overlapping federal and state AI safety regulations. You know, AI healthcare regulation isn't just some future concept anymore. It's actively rolling out right now, and understanding how federal rules and state laws fit together is an absolute game changer for anyone building or using these tools. Think of this overlap like a floor and ceiling approach. The feds are building the foundation with basic consumer warnings, while the states are putting up the roof with really strict clinical rules. First, let's look at how they divide the labor. The Federal Guard Act handles the consumer side, basically forcing chatbots to admit they completely lack medical credentials. Meanwhile, state bills, like California's SB 903 and Vermont's H816, tackle the clinical side by literally prohibiting AI from delivering actual therapy. Second, let's talk deadlines. The federal Take It Down Act goes live next Monday. So why are the states taking a totally different approach to the clock? Well, it's a staggered timeline trend. Take Iowa's SF2417, for example. It takes effect this July, but they give operators a deliberate 12-month buffer to build up the required safety architecture, pushing compliance out to July 2027. Finally, how does this actually impact the human healthcare worker? The core rule across the board is supervision by design. Think of AI and therapy like an administrative intern. They can organize your notes for sure, but if you let them write a prescription, you're the one legally exposed. In Vermont, delegating a diagnosis to AI explicitly creates unlicensed practice exposure for the therapist. Ultimately, whether state or federal, the law is aggressively converging on one clear rule: AI can assist, but a human must remain securely at the wheel.